Well, Carol, let's get right to the weather. It's coming at us again, I understand.
Yeah, winter is not over yet. We are expecting a couple inches of snow up along the north shore of Lake Superior for this afternoon and mainly tonight. And we even have a winter weather advisory in effect for the south shore of Lake Superior, where up to 6 inches of snow could fall.
Ooh. 6 inches of snow. Well, you and I talked over a month ago about the fact that this could very well be a slow spring coming, and you were right.
Yeah, it is very slow, isn't it? But I hope everyone got out to enjoy the springtime weather yesterday.
Oh, that was spring. That was it, right?
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Yeah, I hope you didn't miss it.
Well, you're a fearless individual because you're going to come up in this snow and go to where? To Two Arbors or Silver Bay?
I'll be in Silver Bay tonight to conduct a Skywarn spotter training. That's training that we conduct to teach folks on how to find tornadic thunderstorms and severe weather and let the National Weather Service know about it.
Okay, well, hopefully we won't have any tornadoes in the snowstorm. By the way, Does that ever happen?
Tornadoes in a snowstorm. Probably lots and lots of hail, but not snow.
Oh, okay. Just before we went on the air, I had a caller ask me a question that's kind of interesting about blizzards.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to know how the National Weather Service actually measures snow depth in a blizzard, which by definition is a lot of blowing snow and drifting.
Right. During a blizzard, you can have huge piles of snow in one area and practically nothing in another area. So what we do, and we ask our snowfall observers to do too, is take multiple readings from where there's no snow to where there's a lot of snow and everything in between, add them up, and take the average.
Oh, so you do it mathematically. You don't have a little special place set aside.
Well, normally we do have special place set aside where we measure snow, but during a blizzard, that can be, of course, blown clear, so that would give us nothing. So we have to take lots of different ones.
Okay. Well, good luck on the bad weather storm spotter seminar tonight, and hopefully you won't get caught in a blizzard.
I don't think so. I think it's going to start after I get home.
Okay, very good. We've been talking with Carol Christensen, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you very much for joining us again.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.